The old swim between the flags advice, when we go swimming might not be enough. There's a claim our lifeguards are undertrained, overworked, that we can also do more at public pools with electronic surveillance systems. Now, David Speechley is the world president of the Federation of Swimming Teachers Associations. He happens to be in the country. David, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. I always thought we had a sense that the old lifeguards were pretty good at what we do. We got trouble.
Worldwide we have trouble. It's not just New Zealand I'm pointing the finger at. We have, when you go to a pool, it's basically three layers of supervision if you meet the gold standard. And the gold standard is that we want parents educated to watch after their children. We want lifeguards well-trained so that they can scan the pool. And the gold standard in Europe now is also an ISO standard 20380, which includes an automatic drowning detection system.
Jeez. And how does that work? Is that just some sort of radar system?
No, it's a camera-based system that detects when people aren't moving in the water and an alarm goes off. There's 33 documented cases throughout the world now where these systems have actually saved people's lives.
Where's self-responsibility come into it? In other words, if you want to go in the water, learn to swim.
Well, it's not just people who can't swim that drown. With the ageing population, we're finding a lot of older people getting back into the water. They're wanting to stay fit, and they suffer from medical conditions. And there's plenty of evidence now showing that lifeguards just often don't see people in the water who are drowning, Jeez. Who are motionless.
What do we do about that? I mean, because presumably it's a money and a training thing, and a lot of the stuff is voluntary, isn't it?
In public pools in general, they're paid lifeguards, and there is an expectation by patrons when they go there that those lifeguards are going to keep them safe. Mm. I've asked around a fair bit with patrons at pools, and they're quite happy to pay an extra 10, 20, 30 cents to have that extra layer of protection at the pool.
If they know they're going to get looked after, David, appreciate it very much. David Speechley with us this morning.